Canadian Premier League newsroom presented by Volkswagen on day 7 of our 2024 CPL season previews. Charlie O'Connor Clark with Mitchell Tierney. I'm hoping that we're not boring you by now, but if you stuck with us to number 7, or if you're just a Vancouver FC fan looking to hear about your club, you have come to the right place, because that is who we are talking about today, entering their second year as a CPL team, finishing 7th last year in their inaugural year, hoping to improve on that and push towards the playoffs. Same drill as always. Timer is on. We've got 10 minutes. Mitchell, let's start at the top of this list of questions. How important is this offseason's major homecoming for Vancouver FC? We've seen players like Ben Fisk, like Paris G, like David Norman, like Zach Verhoeven, all from the Vancouver area, come home to this CPL club and represent their hometown. How important do you think that's going to be for this team?
I think it's a major and exciting storyline for the club, not only for this season, but long term, and shows why this club was so needed and important for the league, in the sense that there are so many talented players from that region, the Lower Mainland in British Columbia, that maybe haven't really had the opportunity to play at home in past years. And I think, you know, maybe obviously last year being their first year, I think there were a lot of players that maybe that was in their head where, oh, now that there's this club, you know, obviously I'm in contract somewhere else, but if the opportunity does come up to go home and play for this team, I'd love to do so. So, you know, I'd imagine just based on geography and also based on what they were able to show last season, you know, Afshin Gappi and his group got a lot of calls this offseason from local players. And yeah, I think it's going to be a huge recruitment tool for the club, not only this offseason, but going forward as well. And, you know, it always helps when players get to play in front of family and all those sorts of things. Those are the added bonuses of, you know, this Canadian Premier League.
Yeah, and that's something that a lot of these guys have talked about. Again, guys like Paris G, Ben Fisk, watched Vancouver last year, played against them, enjoyed going to Langley to play those games, and at the end of the year kind of looked at their options and thought, yeah, that's what I want to do now. That's where I want to be. I think somebody like Ben Fisk has said that that's where he wants to end his career. And I think that's really nice that that option is there now for these players. Mm-hmm. We've seen it in other markets as well, where players really do value that. The other thing that they've brought in, though, in kind of a you know, double win for this team, is a lot of these guys have a lot of Canadian Premier League experience. Now, they've brought in, I think, in total over the new additions, 298 games of CPL experience.
It's a lot.
Which is a lot. Mitchell, how much do you think that's going to help this team this year?
Yeah, I think it's huge. They were an incredibly young team last season. Not only in, you know, a lot of players who are either, you know, first-time professionals or also new to the Canadian Premier League. So, you know, having your David Normans, your Zach Verhoevens, you know, Paris G, Moses Dyer, another incoming player, you know, Ben Fisk. Like, there's all kinds of these players who have significant experience in this league, who know what to expect, and who can kind of be mentors for those younger players as well. So, yeah, I think that, you know, on top of being very talented and being proven to be good players in this league as well. So I think that that's the big story, again, of their offseason, is local talent and experienced talent coming in and adding to an already exciting group, you know, of younger players who, you know, have very high ceilings.
Yeah, there is a knack to playing in the Canadian Premier League. I think we've learned over the years it is hard. There's something we talked about when we discussed Halifax earlier, is that it's hard to play on the road in this league. It's hard to travel and it's hard to get used to some of the ups and downs of playing in this league. So having more players in that room, especially experienced older players in their careers who are able to help what was a very, very, very young team last year, which I think showed its age and inexperience at times. So to have those people in this dressing room, I think can probably help them quite a bit. And speaking of, you know, how young a team this was last year, that's our next question. Over 5,000 under 21 minutes for this team last year. James Cameron was nominated for under 21 player of the year. Anthony White was a huge part of this group at the back. TJ Taheed was the youngest player ever to sign and ever to score in the Canadian Premier League last year. The list goes on in this group. Will that youth movement, Mitchell, do you think continue this year? And what players do you have your eye on in that sense?
Yeah, I think so. I'd be pretty surprised if they weren't the league leaders in U21 minutes again this season, because they've only added to that group. And, you know, a guy like Grady McDonald, who 16-year-old Irish international, one of the most promising players, and obviously, you know, supplanted TJ Deheed as the youngest player to sign in CPL history. So, you know, they're already in their second season rewriting their own league history, which is incredible. You know, Elaj Ba adds to that group as well, a promising young player from Whitecaps too. And yeah, I think that, you know, guys like Anthony White, Crawford, TJ Taheed, James Cameron, like all these guys can take a big step forward. And I think it is important that they're now surrounded by more experienced players and maybe in a better position to succeed this year. I think that's the value of the Canadian Premier League, is obviously it's a league that prioritizes young Canadians, and, you know, their youth development, but it's not a youth league. Like, they still are surrounded by these pros who can, you know, be those leaders for them, who can show them what it takes to reach those next levels, because many of these guys have, you know, you look at a Ben Fisk who's played in Spain as an example. Like, there's guys on this team that have played at some incredibly high levels and can now help these young players, you know, reach those high standards. So yeah, a long way to say that exciting players, and I think that we're going to see a lot of them again this year, you know, fight their way into a lineup with and amongst those more experienced signings.
Yeah, I mean, Renan Garcia has played at some of the highest levels of football a while ago, but no, again, this is a team with maybe the youngest and I think oldest or second oldest player in the league, so a bit of a spectrum here, but this is, again, a team that has prided itself on giving opportunities, especially to Vancouver area, lower mainland, young players. James Cameron, I think, will continue to explode in this team. I think he was training over in England with some pretty big, I think, Premier League clubs at times in the offseason. He's a player who's going to continue, and still under 21 eligible, by the way, so will be a big part of this team. Grady McDonald, will see kind of how he's phased into the professional game. I think he's at an age where you want to manage that and find ways to give him that experience without throwing him to the wolves. But again, this is a team that has always, I mean, has always, it's a club that's a year old, but they definitely have prioritized being a big, big, big part of the developmental scene in the lower mainland and British Columbia community. Question number four, Mitch. Which of the players brought in, the new signings of Vancouver FC, do you think is going to have the biggest impact? Because we've mentioned a lot of these names, and I think that there are a lot of good options here.
Yeah, I think so too. I'll go with Paris G. I think he could be a really important piece. Again, a player who plays fullback, which is one of those spots where Vancouver, you know, especially, I think, lacked experience last season, and it showed throughout the year. And he could be a mentor for those young players, but also he's one of the best ones in the league. And, you know, he'll bring composure and quality on the ball, led all defenders last year in terms of, you know, chances created on balls played into the box. So, you know, when you have the talent that they do up front, that adds even more for Vancouver FC side. And we know as well, he's got that positional flexibility. So I don't think it was by design, but he can play as a center back. He played pretty much anywhere last year. He can play both sides as well as a fullback, which is important. So I really like the Paris G signing for Vancouver FC.
Yeah, Paris was a really, really big part of that York team last year. I think I'm going to go with Moses Dyer, who's a name that we haven't brought up yet in this group. A player who has scored at the Canadian Premier League level before pretty consistently for Valor FC. I've been away for a little bit, but has now come back to the CPL to join this Vancouver group. I think he'll probably maybe play off the shoulder of Alejandro Diaz at times this year. I think that that's probably a pairing that they'll look to develop. And again, if they can find a way to get both of those players going and scoring goals at a reasonably consistent clip, then that'll be a very, very big game changer for this team. And Dyer is a player who can be, you know, that he can be the creative presence, but he is also quite a good finisher. And if you've got two of those in your team, if they do choose to play them both together, then I think that will be a different attacking setup for Vancouver this year, which I think might work very well. Question number five, Mitch, we have a whole minute to answer this question, because I think it's a tougher one. But what does success look like for Vancouver FC this year? They finished seventh last season, so they climbed out of the bottom, which I think they were pleased with towards the end of the year. But what do you think they would set the bar at this year.
Yeah, I think, I mean, with the way they finished last season, I think they should have every belief that they can compete for a playoff spot this year. And I think the goal should be making the playoffs for the first time. I think that should be the goal for every club, obviously, in this league, is to get above that playoff line at minimum. But I think if they're in the race, like really in the race towards the end of the season and you know, push those eventual top five teams, if they're not in it, then I think that's still a successful campaign and a step forward for them. But I really think they're going to want to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a team that won four of their last six last year. And as the Ducks start going, that's probably the worst one we've had yet.
Yeah, really, I don't like that one.
But this is a team that saw that they were playing spoiler to the end of last year. And I think that was nice, but they would have much preferred for those results to be putting them into playoff spots, not just knocking other teams out of them. And I do think that there is a talent in this team and the experience in this team in year two to definitely be in the conversation for that. We'll see if they can put things together and establish that identity quite early in the season. And if so, then I think there's every reason to believe that this is a Vancouver team that can make the playoffs. Again, thank you very, very much for joining us on along the way in this seventh team season preview show. Vancouver FC entering their second year in the CPL, and we hope that you join us tomorrow for the final one of these with Valor FC. And as always, if you're still with us on the podcast, Afshin Gokbe, the eloquent coach of Vancouver FC, who's seen football on every corner of the globe, was kind enough to sit down with me and speak about his experience with this team, his reflections on 2023, and what he is most looking forward to in 2024. So we hope that you enjoy. Out here in the beautiful lower mainland of British Columbia with Vancouver FC head coach Afshin Gokbe, going into his second year and this club's second year existing in the Canadian Premier League. Just to start us off, how exciting is it to be back at it, be looking at, you know, another season coming pretty quickly?
I think it was the 2nd of November that I was announced as the coach, and this journey has in a way been transforming for myself, because I've learned so much about Canadian football, but just starting a startup football club. And this off season, we really had to organize who we want to be and redefine it. And but we have to, in such a young league, we have to show that by the second season we're a contender and we're a team that can produce quality performances and get the results necessary to challenge their trophy at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I know it was a long year, but I think at the end of it, you might have wanted a few more weeks, because you guys did seem to be clicking in that last month and a half. I think you won four of your last six games.
Yes, I think to be honest, we're just a few games short of making the playoffs. I think if some of the games towards the end of the stretch would have gone our way, the performance was good enough, but the result didn't come. We've been able to really evaluate every decision that we made the year before and improve upon that. And we have a much better coaching staff, we have a much better selection in the locker room. We've built the club in a way, in all different departments, in a better way in the second season.
Some of the players that have come in, I mean, guys like Ben Fisk, Paris G, David Norman, these are all players that know this league quite well.
Yes.
How important do you think it will be to have some of those guys who, you know, obviously you guys learned a lot last year, but all these guys who have been in this league for a while and maybe know a little bit about what it takes?
I think it's important. We see it all over the world, in every league in the world. You need to have the core of your players familiar with the culture of the game in that country. And I think last year we had so many new players that have never either played professional football nor played in Canada or in the CPL. So I think those are the things we got right this season. And only time will tell that how can they integrate as a team and produce their performances that gets us in a position that we want to be.
And that was a big theme here last year, of how many opportunities guys like James Cameron, Anthony White, TJ, Tyler Crawford, all these players had to play for this team.
How this year do you maybe push those players to continue to take that next step and you know, keep that a theme of this club, especially when you know the squad might be a bit deeper and maybe minutes are harder to come by?
Well, that's always been the mission statement and one of the objectives and the goal of the football club is to develop international players. We as a club maybe didn't win so many games, I think 8 games total, but the fact that we produced 2 youth international players for Canada speaks volume of the project and what we are trying to do here.
A lot of those names I mentioned and some of the others that have come in, again, Vancouver area players, I think a lot of fans that will come into this building will see their community represented.
Yes.
How important is that to kind of the fabric of this club for being, you know, a club for Vancouver?
Yeah, I think for me it's always been important that if you are a Vancouver FC team, you must show the face of Vancouver, you must represent Vancouver and the BC area.
Again, Vancouver FC's home opener, April 14th, I believe, yep. Right here, yes. Against Valor Football Club. Certainly one of the teams we're very excited to watch play this year. Ashton, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.